Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Bald and the Beautiful. I am Trixie Mattel, The Bald and the Beautiful is in the studio today. We have the one and only Katya.
Right over there. Oh. With a cigarette hanging out of her mouth and one eye. Hi. I'm just putting the finishing touches on the button for these slacks I just made today.
I have a question to the audience. Because we switch shirts, do you believe it's a whole nother day?
Or a week? Maybe a month.
Or months? Yeah. Yeah.
No, they see the same glassy eyes, the same patchy skin, and they know. Chapped lips.
Yeah. Like the wounds on your face haven't seemed to heal. I have one thing to show you that might be triggering.
Oh, God. Is it a pookie? I can't read that. I don't know what it says. I still don't know what
this
it says.
This is the first page of our script.
Oh, there's a script?
Yeah, this is our... I'm just going to tell the kids at home. It's a script that's about 85 pages, and I would say you and I are about halfway-ish.
Uh-huh. Oh, I've got a binder, baby. I went to CVS to buy a binder. Look at my script. Because they didn't have a hole punch. And whoops. Yeah. But I've been going through
Let's look at the calendar. No,
this is not a horror podcast. This isn't a true Mary, crime podcast.
It's in less than a month. It starts
I know. I'm living in the moment. Let's live in the moment. I know. It's crazy. I vividly recall. Oh, you're frozen. No, you're not. But 3 months ago, and I'm like, it's in 3 months. Now it's different. It's sooner.
It's less than 4 weeks, Mary.
I know. It's crazy.
February is a short month.
February is the shortest month, and it's not a leap year.
There's a week left to this, and then... It's 3 weeks, girl. It's 3 weeks.
Mama, sweetie, there's a week darling, left in February. Honey, sweetie, darling, honey. Are you scared?
I'm not scared, but I wish I was.
Well, you should
I wish I was
be.
Totally off book instead of halfway.
Oh I'm not worried God. About the Listen, off book.
I hope that everybody who loves us just comes with an open mind and knows
no disclaimers. It's not going to be bad, Mama.
It's not going to be bad. It's not going to be bad. The quality of drag in today's world, it's going to be better than most things you see.
Showing up is half the battle, let me tell you that much. Yeah.
Girl. Yeah. I wrote a bunch of things down to talk about with you today.
Oh, please.
One of my questions I wanted to ask you was, if you could go back and have like a Ghost of Christmas Future to yourself as a brand new drag queen, what skills or things would you have said, do this first, learn this first? This will help you the most if you learn it sooner.
It's tough though, because
you know how the irony is, like by the time you can make your own costumes,
yeah,
you're like, I wish I would have known, but you know, you can't know those things until.
I think I would have.
By the time you can afford nice makeup, you're better at makeup.
Right. I think I would have done the foundational basics of sewing, of garment construction. I would have done like community college or adult education, like sewing 101 every 3 nights a week or something, you know, because they're like $20 classes sometimes. I would have done that because like learning by trial and error by yourself, winging it, YouTube, yeah, but... Like it's just you create bad habits and then it's really tough to break those. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And especially with sewing, if you don't really expand your vocabulary on how to manipulate fabric, you can only do.
So think about sewing, garment construction. People devote their entire lives, generations of families devote their entire lives to just silk. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like to just like trousers. Like, that's it. We make jackets. Yeah. Like, when you're tight, you know, so that would be probably something that would be extremely valuable and also an extraordinarily marketable skill when you become obsolete in the drag arena.
Not just obsolete, but you can have a day job for the days we don't have shows, making costumes for other drag queens.
Yeah, or anybody.
You can burn out a cat suit for someone an afternoon and say, hey, it's $100.
Sure, or you can make trousers for, you know, Prada or whatever.
Yeah, or just someone.
Or anybody.
Someone named Prada.
That, yeah, yeah, Joanne Prada.
Well, I'm learning this, and I should actually spend some time with this tonight after this. But
now,
we
are
going to tour all over the...
What's your technique for memorization?
I go one page at a time.
Okay, I've been
doing that. One page at a time in chronological order. And I say it out loud. I think about the shapes of the words. I think about what I'm saying in relation to what just happened. Mm-hmm. And that way, what just happens before me becomes the trigger for my brain going, oh, I know what goes next.
Acting is reacting.
Yes. So then I do this very high-tech thing where I cover the page with my hand and I read the line before and I go, okay, what's next? I know. Very smart, very big brain.
You know what I do?
Here.
This is a little unorthodox, although it is kind of orthodox. It's old school before the talkies. You do this. You take a roll of paper towels and then you wet two spots with your tongue. You put it on your eyes. You fold it up. It works well if you're wearing a hat. And then I forget the rest of it, but it's a good technique.
Do you know how much of that I thought was going somewhere real? Do you know how much of that I was like, oh,
marry me, say yes. No, I've been writing it out in a composition. Look, I've been writing it out in a composition book. And I abbreviate your lines. But I do include the first and the cruel. You can't have some long lines, honey. I'm not going to write those all out. But, you know, I'd say, look, I've been writing. I've been working. Honey, working.
Yeah, you
slaving,
have, honey.
Working, thank you.
Well, the tour is going to be great. It's so funny, and everybody should come see it. We're going to be all over the United States, all over the world.
All over the world, honey. It's getting a little overwhelming.
Some of these venues are,
a little ambitious.
Girl.
Mama.
Girl. Some of these venues seat 5,000 people.
Ugh.
And there will be video, I don't want to give away the show, but there will be video cameras on our faces on Jumbotron so that everyone can see us.
All of our dazzlingly clogged pores will be in full glorious display. Yeah.
We could have just recorded the show like a lip sync, and then we could have just lip synced the whole show.
I'm going to do you one better. We should have just made a movie and toured with that.
I love that.
Yeah, I know. But
I have a new talent. I want to exploit because I want to do clubs again.
DJ.
I love DJing, but I also want to offer guest bartending where I just only serve shots. What do you want? Great. Here's your drink. Bye. Eliminate the whole performance thing. I just need to put on the wig and show up and drink and go home. I got to work backwards. I want to do music. I want to do stand up. Now I'm like,
and
I just want to slither
service?
Back into the clubs.
Pretty soon, busboy? Oh, yeah. Drag busboy.
Mary, I own a motel. Hospitality. I'm back in the hospitality.
Maid. You're going to pivot to maid. That's your third act, cleaning the jizz off of sheets in your motel.
I'm going to pivot to maids.
Yeah.
I'm going to pivot to maids.
Maid in Manhattan.
But the tour's going to be great.
It is going to be good.
We have the most amazing costume people in the drag industry working for us. So I have no concerns in that area. My concerns are my brain remembering all these dances we're going to have to learn in the next two weeks.
Yeah, that's what, and I told him, I was like, I said many times in very clear, unambiguous English, I am a slow learner. So think about the stupidest person you know who can't do it a step. How much time they would need? Double it, and that's me. You know, because I want this to be tight.
Well, have we told people who the choreographer is?
Oh, none other than Miss Laganja Estranja.
That's Jillian, the thing.
The Jillian Michaels in drag.
Laganja pushed me to my breaking point with Hello, Hello. She went right up to the edge of what I could handle and did not spill a drop over edge. But she made use of every ability I had.
Yeah.
She didn't overdo it, but she didn't give me a room to breathe.
No.
So I'm afraid that we're going to go into first day of rehearsal. She's going to go, all right, this first part's really easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Where's the mini tramp in the crash pad? Yeah. Yeah, but I
That's
know her. I mean,
about.
the thing that I love about working with her is that obviously we're friends. We've worked together. She knows about the divas. She knows about the dolls. She knows about the broken dolls, and she knows about the old divas, you know? So like, she's going to tailor the, plus she's going to make those dancers work. I actually feel worse for the dancers than I do for myself.
We have some great dancers on this tour.
We got Paula Abdul. We got Jennifer Lopez.
Trevor, who is the tall black dancer in my video for Hello Hello.
Get out of town.
He's so tall, such a good dancer. Oh, he learns dances like that.
Yeah.
He's the biggest bag ever, so he's so fun.
Oh, that's so great. I just love tall people because then I look such like a teeny tiny little petite girl get crushed by a car.
I know. You know what I want to do on this tour? I hope we get to do this. I hope we get to do step, bump, step, bump, bump, step, bump, step, pas de bourrée, clap.
Yes.
Do you remember in Reno 911 when she does that?
Oh my God. Wait. Can I? I'm going to give a teaser. Hold on 1 second. It's a little bit of a spoiler, but because I'm worried about my feet, right? I'm worried about night after night being old. So these biscuits. We got these biscuits now. This is a biscuit.
Is this your show shoe?
This is a biscuit.
Is that your show shoe?
Yes, but look.
Did you stone that?
Eden did. So it went from drab to fab. Like, that's pretty stunning.
Are you changing shoes in this show?
I'm still not sure. Because they're, listen, all's fun, you know, it's all fun and games until you get on there the third night. And you're like,
Mary, I'm actually serving a 3-inch lady bunny with an ankle strap. And I don't feel bad about it.
What do you think this is? What do you think this is, Mary? 3 inches. I'm going to measure it.
Well, that's what Kennedy wears. That's what Kennedy wears. Yeah, Kennedy wears
she
the dance
front shoes. Walkovers and fucking backflips, Mary. This is, oh.
3 inches.
Yeah.
Work, girl. Yeah. I'm sorry. But you know what else? On these big stages, they can't fucking see my feet anywhere.
No. And I'm more worried about what's happening from the knees up. You know what I mean?
Yes. And with costume changes, hair off the shoulders.
Yeah.
And shoes that don't cripple you backstage.
Yeah. Or cripple you, period.
You can't
and then
be
you have
in
to
spikes.
Cancel. Yeah.
You can't be in spikes. And by the way, backstage is blackout dark and you're in spikes. Like, I think of how many times I've walked off stage actually blind because of the spotlight and like stumbling in heels and being like, what am I doing?
Or if there's a
what
crack in the, if there's like a crack in the, any, in those,
oh,
old,
these
wooden,
old theaters.
Yeah. Yeah. I had planned.
Well, somebody's as thin as me. I could just fall right in there, break my leg.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I had these I have these gorgeous couture thigh high, like to the pussy patent leather stiletto boots. I was like, oh, that'll be great for my sexy number. I'm like, yeah, real sexy until I just break both my ankles.
But you know.
Like, but you know what though, it's a boot. A boot will help if you break it. Like, oh my God. Vanderpump just broke her leg in four places. She fell off a horse. She went over the front of her horse and broke her leg in four places. Yes. I found about it in the news, and she called me, and yeah, she had to have surgery, emergency. She had to have a doctor who's normally a sports doctor. No, multiple like magic and pins and needles and springs. Girl, she's go gadget.
Steel.
But she's in bed for
still puke well.
It's going to take a long time for everything to heal. But
oh, that's
horseback riding is dangerous.
Mama, let me tell you about this. I just had a conversation with this guy in the car about this. You know, what we're not doing in 2022, riding horses or going skiing.
No, it's not. It's too much.
No. Natasha Richardson, Sonny Bono, Gaspar Ulliel, dead.
Gus Kenworthy should be dead.
Yeah. But yeah, that's extreme sports though. So that's a little bit different. They have a license to kill. I just don't, mama. Mm-mm. Who's going skiing?
But like me? You on your bunny hop could die.
Yes.
Kenworthy rocketing off cliffs.
But he knows that. That's the thrill, you know.
It's not just he wills for it; he wants it.
Yeah, it's not just some rich person who's like, "Look, I just get mama." No, it's so scary and dangerous and rotten and awful.
You know what, though, we should commit to this, and I'm sure you're more positive than I am in a lot of ways.
Hey,
we should try to enjoy this.
Oh.
We should try to enjoy this process because I found with the motel. Now that we're done renovating, I stressed the whole time. And therefore, I did not. I wish I would have enjoyed a little more of it. So I hope on this tour, this rehearsal process, I hope I don't just go home every night wanting to shoot myself in the face because these rehearsals wear me out, bitch.
Psychological
wear out.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's going to be physical because, like, so for example, I'll do a day at the gym, and that's one-on-one training. So it's not a lot of waiting around. You know, it's a full hour of activity with a maximum 90-second breaks, and like. I leave there hobbled mostly, and I'm like, fuck, I hope I'm like in shape to do this. You know what I mean?
Don't get me started. I'm back on the horse with my running, and then I got sick. And so I spent about a week and a half in bed doing nothing but eating. Now I'm like, cool. Really cool. I think this is all really cool.
There's a lot.
You and know, I'm not wearing a steel bone corset on this tour.
Oh,
I can't.
That's the, okay. That's what I that's what I was just talking to Jason about. I don't want to either. It's not worth it. Like for Violet, that's a different thing because she serves a silhouette and it's a spectacle of a particular kind. I will be
and look what happened to her.
Fucking miserable. Oh yeah, yeah, but dead. She died. And she's no longer with us. Yeah. You know,
but I just, I need, let's build up the shoulder, build up the hip, put me in a big wig. I can't do that.
Extra fabric.
I can't
on the
do
hips.
The corset. I can't. Dancing in a corset. We're not doing that.
I can't.
And you know, Laganja's going to have us doing fucking
body rolls.
It's going to be body rolls.
Yeah.
And cause you know what else? I had to explain to her. She was like, you know, and this, then you're snap. I'm like, Laganja, I can't do that. I can't. I have four wigs on and like snap my head around. That doesn't
you're gonna break your neck.
And she's in like a flat, like
no
a bang
clothes,
with
no
bundles.
Nothing, naked.
Oh,
yeah,
naked, flipping. She's like, "What do you need?" I'm like, oh, "Girl, I can't do all that."
I know. Even to add insult to injury, when I corseted at respiratory like critical respiratory failure, I still look like I have a 30-inch waist. So it's like not even worth it. It's not even worth it, Mary.
But
I still
want to
look amazing,
out.
Though. It's tough, though. You know,
huh?
What?
But like when I was 25, doing like the group tours, drunk lip syncing every night, I'm not there anymore. That's not the situation.
No. I know. I used to do actual like flip-flops on stage, backflips and stuff. I was like,
Do you realize we are touring until December?
Oh, I know it.
Do you even process that?
No, I have a 2-2-2 thing. I got 2 minutes, 2 hours, and 2 weeks. That's about it. That's like my
luckily because of you, I think it's only 3 shows a week, right?
No. There's about 4, maybe. I don't think there's more than 5, though.
When I tour, I do 5, and I think with you, it's 4, which is probably gonna be a little easier.
I learned on my tour that I erred on the side of caution because I didn't want to go insane and like become a cracky and just go in the woods, you know? But I found that we underplayed it, which ended up being boring. And
it becomes a waste of money.
Well, it is a
every
waste
day
of money.
You're not touring, yeah. Wastes money.
It is a waste of money. However, there is a point where it gets into, okay, we're making money, but we're all miserable. And we're sick.
And like a 3-day show, a set of three days in a row, that first show, you're like.
Yeah. There was a point in Montreal. It was a great show. But I was in the dressing room. I was like, I'd pay $50,000 not to do this show. I was so tired. I was so, my body hurt. It was like, and I didn't do anything.
I came to that show.
No, Montreal. That was in Montreal. You didn't come to Montreal. You came to Ottawa or something like that. And you were in Canada, but not Montreal.
Right. One time I walked into the band's dressing room and I said, knock, knock, knock. And they're standing there in all their suits with their instruments on. And I go, is this show the move tonight? Is it really the move?
I love that.
And so, they were like, it's
tonight,
the move. And I was like, are you something? Something doesn't matter about that.
You know, I did see a Bennigan's down the street and they're open till 11. So,
What is it psychologically that like, there's something about performing. I desperately love the gig. I want the gig. I thrive for the gig. And then the day of the gig comes and I'm like, oh God.
It's kind of diabolical. It's diabolical.
Like, but you know what though? Every performer feels like that, I think. And if they don't feel like that once in a while, they're lying.
Yeah. I mean, I trust
myself to get, once it starts, I'm living. Mm-hmm. But like 3 p.m. when it's time to shave, sometimes it's like.
We had this thing in Jocks back in the day. This is, of course, before any of us were famous or nobody liked us or wanted to see us. You know, they just wanted to have their bachelorette party. But me and Chris Knievel, the show hostess, would call it the 3 p.m. It was the 3 o'clock anxiety, where you have like from 3 to 4 is when you really need to start thinking about getting in the shower and getting ready. And it was just this hour of like. Churning like and then for me it was like, do I call out, do I not call out? She didn't have that luxury. It was like, it was just like, and of course this is very different. I never wanted to do that show that much because they didn't, you know, but this is
it's funny how much, like, you know what was worse though, when you're in a tour where the show is the same every night, you don't think about the show during the day, but when you're a drag queen and you have to pick out your numbers through the day, you're like, should I do this?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
Or like my show. At 6 p.m., you're like, I'll finally burn my CD.
Oh my God. Wait, I had a nightmare the other night that I was hosting my old show and I didn't do the lineup and the overshare started and I didn't collect anybody's CDs. I didn't write down the lineup. And it was like, I was trying to communicate with the DJ moments before everybody was going on. It like played out in real time. I woke up sweating. It was horrible. It's horrible.
That's a very like real.
Yeah. Have you had the dreams on tour where you're late, where you take a nap and you miss the show? Have you done that?
No. I've had dreams that the show is starting and I have to like put on a lip and a lash.
Yes.
And just hope for
Yeah.
I don't have time to do anything but like a wig. And I'm so humiliated. I also have a recurring dream that the stage is like a trampoline. And every time I walk out there, I bounce high in the air and fall down.
Oh, I love that.
And then I'm like, no, wait, the show. Boing, and like fly away. And I'm like trying to stand up, but every time I touch my feet on the ground, I fly in the air.
You can't do stand-up comedy. It's such a
because I'm flying through the air. I've also had dreams of there's all performance related things. You know what I mean? Everybody talks about the excitement of opening night.
Oh.
The real show is the second night.
The real show is the 12th night, sorry. It's the 12th.
No, like once you get the first one out of the way and the second night, you actually can focus and then you give your kind of good performance.
Yeah.
The first night of every show, I swear to God, I black out until it's over.
Yeah.
Because yeah. when we did Romy Michelle the mm-hmm. first time, I remember the curtain opened, whatever. It was you and I facing away from the audience, looking at a clothing rack. Mm-hmm. And I remember like seeing you out of the peripherals and the lights came up and people were cheering because they're gay and we're gay.
Yeah.
Then I think the first line is like, what are we going to wear tonight? And I remember just being like, do we run? Do we run off the stage? Do we get the fuck out of here? Every time like a brand new show starts like that beforehand, I'm always like, vile to myself before curtain. I'm like, you fucking idiot. You're about to go out there. I'm going to do a show.
Like, do you, you have it all over the myself. Amount of the level of electricity in my gut that will be present during opening night of the show? You have no idea. I'm going to need a horse tranquilizer for lunch. Like it's going to be. Do,
and on one hand, it's easier because we'll be together.
Oh, no,
like no, we can it. Counter. But on the other hand, the stakes are higher because if I can't go on my own journey.
No.
And I can't either. Go on your own journey.
I can do that, which I've done that and I can do that. But, and this is like, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. I'm, the inner God, monologue though, I have before curtain is always so mean to myself. Yeah. Like, you're a fucking idiot. This is so stupid. You don't even know your fucking, you don't know your lyrics. They don't even like you. Like it goes, gets so dark.
But thank God you have a partner who is always so reliable, so on top of it, always prepared. Always, I do. Who are they?
You know what? I will say, she's right there.
No, because it's
you've never let me down. That is not true.
I will. wait, what'd you say?
I almost just said, no, you've never let me down, but that's like, not true.
There's a documentary about that.
No, there was, I remember the week of Romy Michelle, mm-hmm. and it was like, and for Peach's shows, you have 2 days to learn.
It's cramming, yeah.
We're not going through that this time. It's at least 2.5 weeks.
We're fine. That's the thing about Peach's shows, which are it's a bittersweet. I loved, when I did Spice Racks with her, I fucking loved that. We didn't have enough time. And then you do it twice. It's a huge high, ecstatic high. And
yeah, it's depressing so magical. Low. You know what? If it makes you feel better, my mom, who's diabetic, who was here last week, was telling me that her doctor was happy that her A1C levels are better.
That so doesn't make me happy. I want your mom dead.
I know. Oh my God. Don't even get me started. When I got COVID and couldn't go to my own party, my mom goes, mm-hmm. well, how long do I have to stay? And I said, oh, I'm sorry. Do you have other things going on?
Holy shit, she's a hero.
How long do I have to stay?
Oh my God.
And then she goes,
fucking rules.
And then I wake up with COVID. I'm telling her, I'm like, oh no, what's going to happen at the party? She goes, well, I hate to tell you, but it's almost noon here and no one's fed me. So I need you to figure out. I'm like, so you want me to come to your room with COVID and give you food?
Oh my God, Val.
She is so fucking funny. God, and then she goes, and I didn't have time to go to a Walgreens or nothing. So I didn't get to pick up any nails because she does press-ons now. And then she brought makeup. We're going on camera. She brought a bag of makeup. And she's like, has all this makeup that all perfectly matches her that I gave her. Yeah. And she's like, I don't know how to put any of it on. So I'm in full drag and I'm like trying to put makeup on her. And then they're putting a microphone on her. And I'm like, oh my God. And then we bring her in the motel. She's just like, I mean, you've seen the motel.
It's floor to ceiling, gorgeous.
Face melting. Yeah. She's like, wow. It's stunning. Yeah, like she's just like cool.
Oh yeah, just one floor.
She's just like, oh okay, like that's it. But she loved the Margaritaville. She loved the Margaritaville. My motel girl. Who cares?
Talking about? We were talking about mung diving.
Oh, no, sorry everybody. We're trying to figure out our new program that we use to record remotely. Although I don't understand why on tour when we're in the same building together every day, this is better.
Can I wait? Let me just interrupt you for a fashion moment.
Okay,
so
sure.
These slacks. Okay, I did some slacks. I did this shiny fabric, and then of course I did a closure. So I did a zipper, zip them up, and then we're gonna close it, and then we're gonna snap it. Oops, let's just close it there, and then snap it, and then that's nice.
Do you have a much skinnier friend? Those are supposed to fit. So, are you going to use that as a hammock?
It's forward thinking. You know, once my Weight Watchers
No. What we were talking about hating ourselves and touring.
Are we talking about our shoes? We're talking about.
Oh, it'll be a fun. It'll be a fun little. By the way, let's just tell everyone. Due to the COVID thing, you and I are bubble boy on this tour.
Yeah, and I'm
we will not be able to go to restaurants, gyms, bars.
Yeah.
We'll be on if and we go to Boston, our friends can't really Boston tough. And Milwaukee, our friends can't come backstage. I mean, it's bubble boy.
Oh my God.
It's bubble boy. Because well, friends and listeners at home, if one of us got COVID, which I guess won't be me now for a few months.
Won't should be I come me. Over and kiss you? Can I kiss you? Can I get
as long
it
as we film it and put on the OF, because you know these the young girls will
I'll wear that mask and you wear the other one I got and we'll really get it popping. Can I? Oh, I'm going to show you.
Lemon
I'm gonna
party.
Show you now. I'm going to show you because it's worth it, honey. So, can you hear me?
Yes. Do you remember when that person read erotic fan fiction to us?
I sure fucking do, and I wish that hadn't happened. But you know what? That which does not kill us makes us stronger.
No kink at Pride, but go ahead and read porn to people against their will.
I might be a little muffled. And I know my skin's a little gray, but I feel like, I don't know. What do you think?
The Vivian.
What do you think? I could probably put the lipstick on. Lipstick? Okay. I'm just going to do red. So.
Oh my God. It also, Roxanne. It also gives Roxanne.
Roxanne's older brother, Rocky.
It gives, oh God, it gives so many people that we know. Oh. The color and the way it meets your eyes is a little Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, sorry. A little sunken. I got it. Just, you know, it's a long day. And, hard to tell where my lips start, but, oh, that's my nostril. There we go. Yeah. And then,
oh my God.
I think I need a larger brush, honey.
This is an Alexis Stone prosthetic. The cheeks.
You know, it's by Immortal Mask that she's, these guys are great.
Is it green?
Are you colorblind, honey? This is tan. Yeah, no, it is kind of greenish.
Is it supposed to be human colored? It kind of gives Michael Jackson Thriller, too, with, like, the cheeks popping out.
Uh-huh. Or just Beverly Hills.
Wow. Are you going to the Queerty Awards on March 1st?
With this.
I wish.
I would if I wouldn't sweat off my body weight. Because, like, it's pretty cool in here. In a second, I'll be, like, drenched.
I need to lose weight before tour. Maybe I need to start wearing that full pussy suit. Did you see the picture of Jimbo in the pool with the straight people?
Mary.
Gag.
It's so funny. It's so good. I want to ask him. I don't have his phone number. I want to talk to him, though, because I want to see how much, like, what his level of discomfort is in those suits, because they're so prohibitively uncomfortable. Are you getting hard right now?
Hard of hearing. I'm kind of tuning this out. No, I think it's probably so uncomfortable, but then you get a little drunk and it's fine.
That's tea.
If you get a little drunk, tea. I'm sure it's fine.
That's a great point. I need to start.
Because I remember back
again.
In the day, I won't say who it was, but it was one of our sisters. I remember she had this headpiece on and it was pinned to her head and it was so heavy that she did so much cocaine that the next day she had a big bald spot from all the hair ripping out and she didn't feel it because of drugs.
That's drugs, honey. Thank God for drugs. Yeah.
Sally Jesse. You look like Bagga.
Bagga on the bus in the morning. All right. How are you?
Hello, vibes.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
See, when people say no kink at Pride, this is what they're talking about. They don't want to see
okay.
This. You look so crazy.
I know. That one, though, is the ticket because it has that incredible neck and décolletage. Yeah. And it's just, if Eden can't, she is legitimately frightened by it. And I get it. It's scary.
Well, does she fear, but I think she's just so young, she hasn't seen an old person in a long time.
Yeah, it's pretty scary because when I put it on, I feel myself.
Speaking of feeling ourselves, not to bring it back to tour, but it seems like that's what we're talking about. Do you realize that we're traveling with two tour buses and we each have our own bus?
It feels a little decadent, but you know what? It's not when you consider all the airport shenanigans and the huge cast of people we're traveling with.
When you consider the fact that we're probably traveling with 20 people,
yeah,
each bus with 10 people on it, it's not glam. Plus, I don't know about you. Oh my God. Ooh, I hate when it comes off. Ooh, it's weird. Ooh, I hated that sound. Yeah. Oh my God. That's my sleep paralysis demon. People love to say that on the internet. It's green.
She's a little sickly.
Gangrene. Yeah. Do you like prison shows?
No. I can't watch prison shows. I don't like anything about prison, real, imagined,
To watch prison shows, but prison shows give me nightmares about being in prison.
Of course. Imagine people who go to prison with their nightmares.
I just did another 6 months in state. You know what I mean? Like every time I go to sleep, I'm like,
there was a quotation, I forget by whom, like that was like, if you want to know this, the degree of civility or the degree of humanity of a civilization, visit their prison.
Wow.
I was like, damn, shit.
Go to DragCon.
No. Well, I was going to say the meet and greet. So because we have to do the boy in the bubble meet and greet stuff, I was like, okay. When we do it together, it's tough. Any queen who does like a two or three person meet and greet, it's always a little awkward. You can't kind of control it. There's not a natural flow. I actually really enjoy doing meet and greets by myself because it's just another form of entertainment and it's fun. And people, you know, people say they love you and sometimes you get cool gifts and stuff. But I'm just worried about that. Like the no touching. I love to touch people and hug them and like, I don't know.
I am fine with it.
No, I know, but I just want them to have something that they enjoy, you know, like I hope the photos I'm sure will be great, but like, I don't know.
I don't hate touching. In drag, I don't feel touchable.
Oh, and you're not.
I don't hate with human your hair contact. I just don't feel handleable.
No,
I'd
you're
actually
a sculpture.
Rather just not be touched in drag.
Yeah, it's like, you know? I'm a sculpture. I'm wet paint. Don't mess it up.
Right.
Like, I get that. I'm a woman. I'm a girl. I'm just a regular girl. I'm Barbara, Cindy, Brady, or, you know, whatever.
Barbara, I'm Cindy, Leslie. Brady.
Barbara, Cindy, Brady, and Leslie from down the street. I love to touch people.
It's going to be fine.
Because I don't touch people in my regular life.
With this many dates and this big of venues and all these people who make money off us, if you got COVID and we had to shut down for a week and a half, the tour hemorrhages hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, I know.
I'm not saying the money we take home. I'm saying like the great number of like, we lose so much money so fast if one of us is sick.
I know. It's risky. It's risky business with Tom Cruise.
Do you think we'll ever tour again after this? I keep thinking it's the last hurrah, but then I think at the end of the tour, I'll be like, I'm sad it's over. I want, you know. Always
well, you know what?
Tour, I'm always like, oh God, here we go.
The Bjork show made me want to go on tour. I mean, because it was like, it was magic. It was live magic. And I was like, oh, you know, so it's that reinvigorated me. But yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll find out. I mean, there's certain things that we do that I know I don't want to do again.
I just finished my fourth, fifth record. I don't know. And every time I finish a record, I go, this is the last one. So I think maybe it's part of the creative process. It's like when you feel like you've completed a phrase, you're like, that's done. Yeah.
And also it's a huge luxury of an artistic life that has a very high degree of security and success. You know, like when you're struggling with the anxiety of maybe this is the last one because no one will buy the next one. You know,
well,
like that.
We are independent artists. There's no one covering for us. So if people in fact didn't buy tickets to this tour, we would lose a lot of money.
Of course. We wouldn't have the tour. You know, that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, that's
true.
So
it's a huge luxury to be able to like, I think this might be the last one, not out of necessity or pride or whatever, you know, of just choice. It looks like my mouth is bleeding.
Maybe it is. Are you getting another fill? Are you getting another pump before tour?
No, I've done. I'm done. I'm done.
Nobody's ever done, though.
No, no, I am.
It's like a swinging saloon door.
No, I'm acutely aware of that fact. And I know as I say it, it's not a thing that people will believe, but my barometer is just my family. When I see them go that like that, I know I've crossed the bridge.
Have they done that yet?
Not yet, but I've given them pause.
Yeah.
But they're the type of people who are too nice. Are you eating a sandwich? No, you're just sitting there.
Are those two gummy worms?
Yeah.
Well, there is that lip that is, I think people know, where it's your real lip ends. And then when you turn, it's that the gummy worm under the skin.
The flesh underneath begins to dry out. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
That's a little crazy. At the end of this tour, I'm getting
extreme.
I'm getting a lower facelift, a nose job, lipo, probably half my feet cut off. My fingers lengthened. I'm getting stuff done. I'm going to document it. I'm going to put it on my YouTube channel. I'm going to monetize the videos.
Situation. Yeah.
I'm getting self-reno.
Yeah. You're going to swan yourself. I just, so I met, oh,
come
I
back went between to the universe party. Season two, like,
you're like,
it's a, yeah,
like Marilyn Hack, bitch. Yes. Like Marilyn Hack, you know, for your consideration.
Yeah. You know, when people are into fitness and they have those parachutes that they have a parachute running behind them.
Are you serious?
You know when people go for runs with a parachute on their back so it like holds, it like makes it hard to run?
I thought that was like a joke.
No,
it was
like
a
real
joke thing.
I'm going to have that, but like connected to skin. So in Queen of the Universe, I will be like, just so snatched up. I'll be like operated like a puppet.
With the four, you know, those star folding chairs that say Trixie's skin on them.
Yes. They announced Queen of the Universe season two.
Are you doing it?
I don't know. I found out there's another season, but I haven't been asked. So I don't know.
That doesn't bode well. I want to tell you about my party.
Okay.
So I
what happened?
I don't usually go to parties because I like to stay home.
Say that, but you do. You go out and you tippy toe. You don't stay long.
That's the ticket, Mama. And let me tell you about the decisions.
You don't stay
I
long, and you don't
party.
Even go inside. You go and you smoke outside, and you take one lap.
No.
And leave.
Well, no, I expanded my my repertoire at this party. So went early. This is the key. We went early, and one of my friends was the very first person admitted. I don't think that's, a lot of people say, oh, that's uncool. I don't think that's uncool. I think that's fantastic. So we got there really early. Lovely little party called Verse something. The people that do Ostbahnhof or whatever. I don't know. But gay, queer, not just a circuit party. It was like a cool, fun thing downtown. And then we get there. I'm wearing my
Did you go with like the porn people?
I'm wearing my Friar Tuck. Pete was there. I got my Friar Tuck. And I got my little black eye. And I made this cool little blouse, and I was feeling myself, and jamming, bopping, getting it on.
How was the
and,
music?
It was fun. It was fun. It was good. It made me realize that one of the reasons I don't go out is because I listen to music that nobody plays anywhere, and that I really love. Like if they had played, you know, a Euro Russian song, you know, like a danceable Russian song or something that I knew, I would have jizzed. I would have told everybody. Yeah, but they don't play
really nasty, dark, like.
Yeah, see, I would love that. I got to find that. I know there's some good goth industrial nights here, but I just don't know where they are.
I went to some house, like some undergroundy parties when I was in Berlin, and I heard like, it was some of the first times I noticed I liked the house music.
Yeah, there's some wet sludge.
Where I was like, I like this
stuff. Yeah, because it's visceral. And there was one moment where I was like, I was very close to the speaker. The bass was rattling my old bones. And I was like, it was great.
Oh
it, was, it was fun. But I noticed that people were really nice. People were really nice there. Like, and it was, for the most part, I did a lot of observing. And I was like, it was a really good vibe. Of course, many people are on drugs. But like, it was a good vibe. It was a
You're
really friendly,
famous.
Nice vibe. No, not to me. And that's the other thing.
Oh, they were
many
mean to
people
you.
Didn't recognize me. They saw me, Katya,
No.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't recognize me, and we chit-chatted as regular people, which I found extremely refreshing. They thought you were John Malkovich.
I know.
They say, there's this really friendly old bald AIDS patient smoking out there. You should go talk to him. No, but it was really a cute vibe. But I was at the pre-party at Andrew's. I met this guy that I didn't know, and we were chatting all night, and he was a fan, but chatting all night, super cute. And then I realized like an hour and a half into our hanging out that I've jerked off to him many, many times. Many, oh, wow. Many, many times. But he had different hair.
Did you say anything?
I did. Yes. I certainly, because we exchanged numbers when he put his thing in, because he gave me his not stage name, right? And then he mentioned his name to somebody else. And I was like, oh my God. It was like a big aha moment, my Oprah aha moment. And I said,
I totally jerked off to you.
No, I said, I was like, oh my God. We were I hadn't just met him. So we were very, familiar. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. I'm very familiar with all your videos. I've jerked off to you many times. I'm a big fan.
That's what I said to Chirac when I met him. I was just like,
yeah. I showed him my teeny little peanut.
I love your videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think your videos is a very cute way of saying I jerk off to you.
Well, because you're not studying them. You're not showing them to that brunt. You know, what are you doing when you're
looking
at porn?
I'm also not watching the whole video. So I'm also like a liar. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, really?
It's not a movie. I'm not
start to finish, no scrubbing. I sit quietly.
I there's a genre of pornography that I don't particularly partake in, but I know about through the grapevine, that is like medical pornography, medical examination, where so much of it is not naked
lead up. It's lead up.
It's the lead up. It's like the, how you been sleeping? Are you drinking water, drugs? It's like an actual exam. And then nothing.
20 minutes.
Nobody gets jerked off. They get their dick touched and maybe like, it's like finger up the butt, but like, is that okay? It's like doing sex things, but in the guise of medicine, but everybody's earnestly doing medicine. And then no one comes and like, that's it.
Are you sure that's not the Discovery Channel?
No, people also watch like massage porn where it's an actual massage. No funny business. I'm just saying people have all different vibes, energies, colors, and experiences and journeys and desires. But you know what? I love your videos. It's a great thing to say. Yeah. By the way, now that Texas Chainsaw Massacre is out, people don't seem to like it, but I thought it was good.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think it's good, but because Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I did a lot of research recently when I was up, I was watching clips. The original has never been, the success of the original was that it was so gritty, gruesome, and like there was a quality to it that I feel like that people, critics have said that has never really been reproduced. Grainy, gritty, like very just like, I don't know how to describe, they use better words than I can, but this one is like, I think that do something and cancel me on the bus thing. That was a big flub with the script. Remember that moment with the guy where he rips by everybody in the bus through Periscope or whatever, Instagram? I'm like, can we just not?
Remember Periscope?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I sure do.
Periscope was a flash in the pan.
Yeah, it was actually. Well, because Instagram just co-opted it.
Instagram Live came through. And Instagram Live also came through with Reels, which is TikTok. Instagram doesn't give a fuck.
Nope, that's Facebook. Facebook don't give a fuck.
Can I say this too? I think that Instagram is a little homophobic, of course, because it's related to Facebook, which is absolutely homophobic. However, every time one of my gay friends is like, this platform's homophobic. They blocked me for posting a picture. And I'm like, show me the picture. And it's literally everything but their intestines.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, but this is porn.
This is, I mean,
I love porn and I'm not offended by it, but you have to have known that this was dicey.
Yeah.
For Instagram.
You can be shocked by that. Yeah. Like, I was just spreading my outer labia.
Yeah. And then I feel bad because some of them are go-go dancers and then they have to start their accounts from zero, which affects their money because some of them get booked based on their followings. Sure. I feel bad, but
yeah,
I'm like, you could know that that was a little roll in the dice there when you were like, ah, fuck me, daddy. Well, you know what I mean?
When you set up your little, your shop on somebody's lawn, you know,
yeah, exactly.
They can kick you off, you know? So
God, we're lucky. You know what? Can I just, I know we have to go, but can I tell you one thing that I did this week that I'm not saying I'm not even not proud of it. I'm actually ashamed that I'm not ashamed of it. I was in bed. I've been in bed sick for, you know, 6 days, and the walls are starting to sort of melt into the ghosts of my past. And I just have to just do something. And I'm sick of watching TV. After about 40 episodes of Bar Rescue, I'm like, I need to switch it up. Yeah. I saw the Caitlyn Jenner ad for Clawy is a phone game where you have a live feed of a real claw machine. And you control it with your phone and you can win real prizes. And when you win, they get shipped to your house. And I thought, I love claw machines. I love arcades in general. I love Dave and Buster's. Yeah. I love winning prizes. Skee ball. Yeah, go on the ground. Work. But the Caitlyn Jenner ad was comedic because she's like, I want to win prizes for my granddaughter or whatever. And I'm like, I don't believe it, but whatever. Yeah. So I download the app. I decide to fuck around and find out. I play a couple rounds. Do you know how much real money I spent in the Clawy game?
You have to spend money?
Yeah, you have to buy coins like a real arcade to play because if you win the prizes, they get shipped to your house.
Oh, duh, right.
Let me show you some of my prizes. I had a blast, let me just say. I had a really good time and I don't regret anything. Look at a bunch of my prizes. I won all of those in bed the other day. So,
are they stuffed animals?
You know, they're stuffed animals. I'm going to ship them to my friends and family. I don't necessarily want them, but I had so much fun winning them.
Okay.
Here's a fun clip of me. That's me playing from my phone. Watch me just go fucking win one of these toys. Boom. Get into that. And I won so many. I won so many. And it just, I'm not kidding. 8 hours went by. I was like,
oh, Mary. I believe
it. And I was like, oh my God.
I believe
it. It's like, where am I? How much money did I spend? I mean, I'm thrilled. I had so much fun. I had so much fun. But you know what though? I love arcades. I'll go to Dave and Buster's and I don't know if you know this. When I go on tour, I take Ubers to the suburbs and I go to the Dave and Buster's during the day by myself.
That's weird. But no, arcades are a blast. I love
They're arcades. A blast. There's way worse things to spend your money on. Games, enjoyment, whatever.
You always watch out the kids, though. Watch out. People get snatched at the arcades because it's loud and you can, you know, people get snatched. Yeah. Perfect place to snatch.
Nobody's going to think I'm a kid.
No, I'm just saying kids. If any kid is listening, be careful.
Oh, because I'm going to snatch a kid.
You know, they're like, oh, I'm going to the arcade. A parent thinks, oh, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. Mom, if I was into snatching kids, the Big Game Busters would be my first beat.
Girl, I hate kids, but if I had one, I'd be overprotective, I think.
Yeah, I think you would.
I'd be like, she's 16 years old and I'm driving the date. You know what I mean? I'm picking them up.
How about Tanya,
Instagram? I'd be her when she's on the date with them and the mom goes, you two fuck yet?
You'd be in the backseat with the oxygen mask and the parrot and everything.
100%. I'd be the parrot on her shoulder. Suck his cock.
Yeah.
You know what though? My kids
use
would
condom.
Also be like, my kids would be on prep, on birth control. I don't live in illusion. Like, I know you're having sex.
Yeah.
Here are the tools. Here's the
Unix. Unix.
If you're going to drink, Sopranos. Can you call me so I can give you a ride? Like, I would be the cool mom.
Yeah. I'd be the church mom because my kid would be a eunuch. Testes are off. He's going in the choir and he's going to sing that beautiful soprano.
That is, I was watching that movie with Bane, Dark Knight Rises.
What did you think of his voice?
Yeah.
You do a very good impression of that. What did you think of that? Gagged at the ending?
Spoiler, Marianne Cotillard is the enemy. I wasn't gagged because I was like, that's Joey King, who's a girl.
Who the fuck
the child
is
actress
King?
Is Joey King, who's from the act.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, I don't think that's Bane. I don't think this high budget movie would be like, we'll just go with a girl. I think they probably get a boy to play the boy. I was mm-hmm. gagged that that woman was part of the League of Shadows. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I also kind of feel like, is Batman a shithead for learning all this stuff from the League of Shadows and then fucking their shit up and leaving? That's what he does in the first movie.
I think Batman is kind of, I'm not, I don't know.
Rachel Holmes, is that her name?
Katie Holmes.
Is then Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Yes.
And then in the third movie, that character's dead.
Yes.
And they show a picture of her, yeah. It's Maggie Gyllenhaal. I'm like, well, you could have even just picked another person who, at this point, who fucking cares?
I think Maggie Gyllenhaal ate and Katie Holmes just nibbled.
I think they were both.
You know, Gyllenhaal was great. I think Maggie Gyllenhaal did a great job.
I mean, Maggie gives it to you every ball. You ever see Secretary?
Yeah, she does. She's a great actor. She's a great actor. Did you see The Lost Daughter? She just directed that, I guess.
No.
Who do you think? Wait, have you watched any of the movies that are nominated for Academy Awards?
No.
Okay.
Girl, I never liked those type of movies. I just watched Parasite like this.
We cannot have this conversation. We cannot.
At the end of Parasite, this is literally what I did.
Because you are that. You're the one. You're the enemy. Because you are the enemy. That's why.
By the way, you love that literally years after Parasite is the movie to see. I'm like, it takes COVID 4 years later for me to be like, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be scary. Literally. So I was ready to watch a horror movie. And then nothing happened. It's called Parasite. On the cover, they're all like this.
It's a metaphor, Rose.
Some parts of it did make me laugh, for sure.
I saw it in the theater. I had no idea what it was about. I knew I heard the buzz. And I just went. I was riveted. I had no idea what was coming next. Everything was
I'll say that I didn't know what was coming next.
It was riveting, devastating, thrilling, terrifying, funny. I mean, Mary, give it. Bong Joon-ho, nobody's doing it like him.
Well, you know how some people are like, oh, I love bad movies, but they don't. They're just trying to be like, cool. I accidentally see bad movies and I don't go, oh, good, it's bad. I love it. I go, it's terrible. And I go, that was amazing. To me, whenever they're good or whenever they're really bad, my brain, I'm always like, that was so good. And then I'll go read a review of it. And it's like, this movie was universally panned and a box office flop. And I'm like, Jawbreaker has a 7% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
I watched that movie every time. Like,
I should watch
Suicide Squad 1. I was like, this is great. And David was like, everyone hated that movie. I was like, they did?
I didn't see it though. Yeah.
So I think some people are like, bad movies are fun because they're bad. I think they're good. I think that they're really good. And then I find out later.
It's so great to be working with you in this show.
But I used to be like, no, I just like different things. But now I'm like, I do like, I guess my taste level is actually bad for movies, I think.
Yeah. I used to be like when I was in college, I would always go to this, the independent theater with all the foreign movies. I never saw any blockbusters. I was a snob, huge snob. Right. And always like very like hoity-toity. Nowadays, I feel like my taste level is refined and I'm also, my attention span is very easily tested. So I'm quick to say that was fucking boring. Sorry about it. Boring. Because some of these movies really try it. They really try it. Miss Power of the Dog.
Girl, it gets so long. And these directors, it gets so masturbatory where it's just long and dry. It turns into a French novel.
Yes. No, it turns into, yeah. And it was like, I'm like, it's gorgeous. Like The Green Knight. I mean, every frame of that movie was stunning. Stunning. Could it be a printed out, put in the Louvre. Mary, that was 25 minutes too long. 25 minutes too long in that theater when I have to pee.
Girl, House of fucking Gucci?
Oh, that's
House
trash.
Of fucking Gucci? Girl,
trash should be 90 minutes. 90 minutes David, should be 90 minutes.
David's mom and sister live in this beautiful house here in Palm Springs. And we're going to go over for dinner. And of course, I'm a fat pig from hell. I embarrass myself eat them out of house and home every time I'm there. I have like 4 drinks before dinner, 3 plates of dinner, 2 desserts. Afterward, I'm like eating pops. I'm like, should we get Postmates? I'm just a fat punk. And then, we sit down and we film 12 hours that day. And David puts on House of Gucci. And I go, and we watch House of Gucci and I go, this is fucking crazy. I hated that movie.
I don't want to watch it. It's a shit.
You know, I went into it with such low expectations that I thought, it'll surprise me. I'm going to have to eat shit and tell David I loved it. And I was like,
yeah.
No.
No.
It sucks. No.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to, can't say it sucks, but yeah. Yeah.
No. No. I thought Jared Leto was great.
Next. As Mario from Ristorante Italiano. But Mr. Leto
brings it to you every ball.
She brings her thing. Miss Leto is not for me.
She brings it to you. I think she brings it every ball.
I think she brings a lot in her suitcase, and it's nothing that I would buy. But I commend her on her efforts and her talent, for sure. That movie Morbius, I shan't be watching.
The vampire movie?
I don't know what it is. I don't want it.
I think it's a vampire movie.
It's a Marvel-ish, whatever. Yeah. Do you see The Eternals? Don't ever. No,
that seems long.
Hot. 3 hour.
It's called The Eternals. It doesn't sound like I'm going to get out of there.
It feels like it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
I think we've said our piece.
Hey, by the time this comes out, I think we'll be a week out from tour. So please come see us.
Oh my God, please come see us. And if you can't find tickets, they're too. We're really sorry. Like if you can't, sometimes you can't buy tickets.
Don't get scalped.
No, you know,
don't pay $3,000 for a ticket.
No,
we should do. I was watching one of Ali Wong's specials the other day, and I think it was the second one, and she was talking about her rise to fame. And she was like, pretty soon I was on tour, and people were scalping my tickets up to $1,000. And I went, we literally have $3,000 tickets.
$3,000.
Mama, and I hope no one buys it. And I hope that scalper has to eat them.
Me too. It ain't that deep.
Make the scalper lose the money. Don't come. When I see an empty seat in the front row, I'm gonna be happy that the audience didn't buy it.
Yeah.
Fuck that
person. Move someone up from the nosebleeds right there.
Yeah. Take a child away from their family, put them in the front.
And keep or tape them there until after the show. They can't loot. They can't leave.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, y'all.
Bye.
Bye.